pretty face looking back at me. You might be an idle conversation piece. You might be another wasted memory, but I'd like to wait and see. You might be first date on a city street. You might be a kiss that brings me to my knees. You might be initials carved into a tree, and I'd like to wait and see.
Looking for a no-hassles roof for your home? DaVinci Roofscapes offers affordable slate and shake roofing tiles that add long-term beauty to your home. The synthetic DaVinci tiles resist mold, algae, fungus, and insects. Backed by a 50-year warranty, DaVinci Roofs are fire-resistant and withstand severe weather like high winds and hail. It's no wonder thousands of homeowners have chosen DaVinci slate and shake tiles to not only protect but enhance the beauty of their home. Learn more about award-winning DaVinci products at DaVinciRoofscapes.com or call 1-800-328-4624 today.
Welcome to my Fix It Up Life Live.
Hi, I'm Teresa.
And I'm Mark, and we're talking with DIY Network's Kaylee McCabe, contractor and host of Rescue Renovations, about spending money wisely or not spending money wisely on your home improvements. Kayleen, one question. What up?
Yo, guys, it's so good to be hanging out.
I'm excited to talk to you because, well, one thing, it's my birthday.
Happy birthday!
I know. And two things, if you search for Kayleen McCabe on Google, you know what comes up?
I haven't Google searched it.
Okay, you have to search your own name because what comes up is a picture of me and you, the first image, and underneath it says Kaylee McCabe married.
Teresa, it's so great to know you.
I'm excited to talk to you, my wife, and my husband on my birthday.
Anything I need to know, you know what? I like to have private conversations in front of the internet.
Yes.
Good. Good stuff.
I don't know. It's true. If you search, you'll find us, and we're married.
I've given you jewelry already.
I'm wearing jewelry that you've given me, of course. I want to make sure you know how much I care by, you know, showing off the jewelry, the glam.
Oh, that's
Thank
good.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. I'm just going to, I guess I don't.
No, we can
I
still be married.
This anymore.
You're my husband. She's my wife. It's all good.
There you go.
Well, I'm excited.
The three best friends there ever could be.
Well, you look like you're in a picturesque setting right now. Where are you?
I'm on my front porch, actually. I was going to do it in the vegetable garden, but my sprinkler system's going off.
So your computer's not waterproof. One demerit for DIY readiness.
Oh, that's so not good. We have to work on that. So, you know, thinking of things that we need to fix, your show, Rescue Renovations, you're helping people all the time. And we wanted to talk today about, is cheap ever really worth it? You know, you go in there and you help people, and I'm sure you see a lot of cheap.
I do see a lot of cheap, and cheap is never worth it. Inexpensive can be. You can find some inexpensive things, but cheap, never.
Wow.
So when is inexpensive?
Harsh words.
I know.
That's tough. If your kitchen costs less than $1 million, you shouldn't eat.
No.
Yes. if your kitchen costs $1,000, it could still be a good kitchen. Maybe you got a great deal on your appliances or cabinets. But if you hired contractors who were charging 10 cents, that's cheap. You're going to pay for what you get. Or you're
sure.
going to get what you pay for.
Get yeah. what you pay for. I have a phrase that I want to get out early in this conversation because it's one of my favorite phrases. And I see people do it all the time in home improvement. They jump over a dollar to pick up a dime. They're killing themselves to save 5 cents, $5, and wasting mountains of time that they don't calculate into their own accounting of what's worth it.
Yes. Homeowners consistently forget to figure out that their time is worth something, too. So you might be saving a lot of money doing your kitchen remodel over 10 months, but that's your life and your hours, too.
That is so true. And you know what? Jumping over
a dollar
to pick up a dime could be a really good workout.
Yes. I like to jump over stacks of dollars. Mark should be jumping over stacks with the race coming up.
Yeah, Spartan race coming up, Race to Rebuild.
Yes, yeah. But we're doing a Spartan race. We're going to get out there and jump over some stuff and hopefully raise some awareness and a few bucks for Race to Rebuild.
And rebuilding together.
So you can find us on crowdrise.com. Yeah. I think it's crowdrise.com.
Yeah.
It's crowdrise.something.
Yeah. And, you know,
find Race to Rebuild and see if you can help out.
And one thing I really like about my wife, Kayleen, is that she was featured in, was it Runner's World last
yes.
summer? Awesome.
I am a celebrity runner.
You are a celebrity.
How awesome was that, by the way?
Oh, that was an incredible experience to get to shoot with those guys and kind of, I'm not a traditional runner. I like to run stairs, and so I never really thought of myself as a runner. So it was neat to hang out and be like, no, I do run. I just run upstairs.
Did you have to run, like, something awesome, like Red Rocks out in Colorado?
Exactly what it was, and it was right as the giant rainstorm started. So it was fun running up Red Rocks with these massively nasty clouds in the background, and it was my epic, like, yeah, rock star moment.
I'm so glad we're married.
No, you guys are
right?
married.
Yeah, by default.
You guys are awesome.
No, she's like your wife-in-law.
We had a question on YouTube for you about the topic that we're talking about today, jumping over a dollar to pick up a dime. And the question was about paint. Do cheap paints or low-cost paints, whatever you want to call it, I mean, paint is, the tone of the question was, hey, paint is paint, right? It goes on the wall, it sticks there, and the questioner wanted to know, what's the real deal? What do you see at Rescue Renovations on DIY Network?
There's been a lot of innovation in paint. It's not just that watered-down milk paint anymore. There are actually paints now meant to go on with paint and primer in one coat or a very dark color in one coat. So now investing with the science behind it, paint is just not all paint.
Okay.
That's good. So
that's
you
really good.
So you've tried out some of those products and they do what they say they're going to do.
The majority of them, yes.
Oh, that's great.
Yes.
That's great. Oh, you've made someone's day better, Kate.
Ding 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 ding. Celebrate.
Now, can you recall from the what are you on? Like your 250th season of Rescue Renovation?
I wish 70 episodes.
70
rescues 70. You've done. That's amazing.
Can you go through all that? And we'll wait if this takes 5 or 10 minutes. to come up with the scenario that you remember where someone just killed themselves to save money and ended up costing themselves money just times 10 on the back end, or is it every show?
I wouldn't say every show, but I think the majority of the time, the reason that I'm there is the homeowner wants to save money by not hiring the trades, plumber, electrician, drywall. They're like, I've Googled it, I've seen it on TV, I can do it myself. And then I come in 2 months later and pick up all the pieces because they're not skilled tradespeople. So that's where I see a lot of like, we could save a dollar here, we'll do it ourselves, but then the plumbing starts to leak and the walls are crooked and then your cabinets don't fit. So I see it a lot.
Well, you know, you wrote a blog just this week. National Roofing Week is this week on how to find a really good contractor.
Yes.
And so, you know, finding someone who's a good contractor who isn't you, Kayleen McCabe.
Kayleen McCabe, probably busy.
How would you, you know, if somebody's in Florida or in, you know, Idaho or something, if they're trying to find a contractor, what would you suggest they do?
Check with your friends and family first. Sometimes the best recommendations are word of mouth, and a lot of contractors fly under the radar without starting some sort of website. So word of mouth is fantastic. And then I would check with the city you live in. They usually have a list of general contractors, so you can find people who are licensed and are professionals. Then there are other search websites. Home Advisor is an example on where a homeowner can be partnered with a contractor trying to do work together. I still think word of mouth is the best.
Because people have the real experience. You know, you're telling your cousin, brother, friend, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this guy built my deck. And he did a great job, and I'm happy with it. Come see my deck. And
yes. the come see my project finish. And make sure that it wasn't like 10 years ago that he did it, and that it's him that shows up too, because if his business grew, it might not be that guy that actually is doing your job now. So.
And one more suggestion to that point, house.com. They have pictures now. You can click on the pictures and get linked back to a contractor. So it's a nice way to see current work from contractors. So the internet, it's sort of 50-50 on finding folks. I don't always believe that the reviews are always authentic on some of these sites. So, yeah, do your homework.
That's kind of what we talk about in the blog at myfixitoplife.com about National Roofing Week, is some tips to help you do your homework.
But HomeAdvisor, I know that they, you can't write a review unless you've actually hired that person. So you, they aren't like infiltrated by the competitors trying to make them look bad, which is just so awful that
like,
people do that.
Like the Yelp conspiracy.
Yes. Great example.
Yeah. Do you believe in the Yelp conspiracy? Do you believe in ancient Yelpians?
There's a whole subculture of just Yelponians. They're just like, Yelp, Yelp.
I think they wear green hats. I don't know why, but I think they would. Like little
pointed green hats.
They have polka dots, too. So you said earlier, though, that sometimes inexpensive is worth it. And what kinds of things in the... Well, we've got like 5 minutes left. What kinds of things are worth it if they're inexpensive to look at for a home improvement project?
Look at your finishes. You can go to Habitat for Humanity's warehouse and look through tiles, cabinets, doors. Those things, if they look fine, they're going to be fine. Appliances sometimes you can find inexpensive. There might be a ding on the side panel you'll never see, but the rest of it won't, right? Flooring, too, you can find deals on places like Craigslist, folks who have excess. So shop around. I think there are a lot of great deals to be found. Don't shop on the trades. Don't shop with your plumber.
Sure,
or,
right.
I'm sorry. Don't go cheap with your plumber, your HVAC, your electrician, things like that.
General contractor.
Yes.
Modeler.
Yeah.
Deck builder.
Yeah.
Carpenter. Handyman.
Yes.
That makes sense.
That really is
because
a really good point.
What people don't often realize is it costs that person, any of those people, $100 just to show up at your house before they, like, to do an estimate or whatever. They're spending revenue from their own business. So if they hire themselves out and don't even cover their own costs, that means they're leaving pieces out of that part. So what are they going to leave out of your tub?
Sure, and that's where a lot of folks have forgotten that there are crafts people out there. There just aren't hacks. They're really folks who take the trade seriously and want to do great, great work. Yeah, you don't want to hire somebody on the cheap and then they sell your tub parts so they can get gas to go home.
So, you know, thinking about, what did you say, 70 rescue rentals that you've done for DIY Network?
On average.
Of all of those hundreds of millions of renovations that you've done for a DIY Network, you know, what it, you, can you think of something where, like, it really they really went cheap, or they really had a, just an awful experience with a contractor, and they just didn't know, they had no idea that it was going to go wrong, and you were, like, having to, you know, basically give them a big hug?
Yes. Okay, so I walked into a basement of homeowners who wanted to put in some new wires and then fur down a ceiling with drywall. I walked in and there were some things wrong with it. The electric wasn't quite working all right. The ceiling looked a little bit off, so we ended up doing a lot of demo. Found 220 lines, open wires buried in the walls, and then ceiling two, no junction boxes. It was a fire hazard waiting to happen because the homeowner thought they could do the electric work.
They just left the 220 line in there?
Multiple splices, and it was like,
like
a snake's nest everywhere.
You're dead. If you touch a 220 line, unless you were born an electrician, you're dead.
Yes. You can't get any brighter than that. My funniest part of it, though, is after we found all the electric work in it, he had furred down the ceilings with cherry or oak strips, because he wanted to make sure he could fur something down with high-quality things. Oak strips. He spent a fortune in oak strips filling out his joy so he could drywall.
And he didn't hire an electrician. My face right now is one of anguish. And also,
I'm confused. My brain is confused.
He must have blown up 800 nails and screws, split it 100 times.
He had to pre-drill everything.
What?
Oh,
in
my
the
goodness
world,
gracious.
Kayleen McCabe DIY Network. And on this moment of overwhelming anxiety,
we're going to have to say goodbye.
So thanks for hanging out with us, Kayleen. Keep
Thank
your
you guys.
Design and DIY inspired while you're on the move with more of my Fix It Up Life tips and ideas. Follow us on Twitter. Follow Kayleen on Twitter.
My wife. Check her out on
Google Plus. And make sure to check out the next My Fix It Up Life Live. I got it right here, baby.
Till we reach the morning light.